welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or my website, www.danschlossberg.net. My special guest tonight in the 325th edition of Travel Itch Radio are Keita Roberts of Girl Carnivore to talk about her annual hamburger month and Lauren Strachan of Diamonds International. Let's start with Keita, a fellow member of North American Travel Journalists Association. Welcome, Keita, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you very much. Keita, many Americans, myself included, barbecued hamburgers on Memorial Day, but the whole month of May is your annual hamburger month. I love the sound of it and the taste. So when did you start it and how does it work?
I started it 6 years ago. We started in 2014 because I love cheeseburgers and decided that I just wanted to throw out to the world, hey, who wants to grill some burgers online and we'll share them and that sort of thing. And lo and behold, May is hashtag National Burger Month, and being the person that I am, I decided to buy burgermonth.com and turn it into an awesome month filled with dozens of amazing-looking cheeseburgers and recipe-tested cheeseburgers from chefs and bloggers all over the country, and some of them even participating in other continents, and giveaways that are eligible up until the end of the month. So enter to win.
Are more hamburgers consumed in May because the weather is conducive to cookouts?
You know, May is traditionally the start of grilling season, and I think everybody kind of gears up for that Memorial Day cookout. But I don't know about you. I am in the north right now, and so I had been just waiting for the first burst of spring. So May is time to dust out the grills and get grilling. And so, yeah, I'm going to say that more hamburgers are consumed in May because the weather is making it right to be outside.
Okay, just to let our listeners know, where are you?
Currently, I am on the coast of Maine in a little town called Bracklin.
Okay, near Kennebunkport, Ogunquit, or where?
So I'm about an hour and a half north of Kennebunkport.
Oh, so really is still winter up there probably, right?
I'm wearing a hoodie today. Else in the whole wide world has told me how wonderfully warm it is, and I think this is terribly unfair.
Okay, let's talk about hamburgers. There's so many different kinds, from cheeseburgers to taco burgers. As the self-proclaimed girl carnivore, what is your favorite and why?
This is such a hard question, and probably the question I get asked the most, being a repeat burger judge and doing burgermonth.com every year. But I have to say, I can't pick one. I have experiences that I remember more than others. However, recently, Chef Jean Paul from Blue Smoke in New York City has turned me back onto a good old-fashioned smash burger, and his secret was lining that patty with mustard before griddle grilling it, and man, it was probably the best classic burger I've had in a terribly long time.
Well, I wanted to host you last week, Keita, but you were grilling hamburgers for Costco. What was that all about?
I was actually grilling burgers for Cowboy Charcoal, who was part of the Costco grilling event for the Children's Miracle Network out of Atlanta, Georgia. It was a lot of fun. We went down to Atlanta. We set up two classic Kettle Weber grills, brought a giant bag of Cowboy Charcoal, and grilled turkey burgers all day long. And I kind of wanted to say it was a turkey burger redemption. The turkey burgers were donated. And, you know, I was saying turkey burgers as people were coming up and their shoulders were kind of slumping and they were getting sad. And I was like, but you have to try them, because I had smuggled in a custom-made compound butter from Maine, which was my chimichurri compound butter that we put on top of the burgers after we smoked them with some hickory wood chips over top of that live fire charcoal. And everybody who was willing to try the turkey burger totally raved about them.
Well, we hear a lot about Kobe beef. Is that the best product for grilling good hamburgers?
So, you know, I love a top quality product like Kobe or Wagyu. There's a lot of information out there regarding these meats, though, and I think that as a consumer, we need to be really clear on what we're buying as we see a rise of it in America. And so I would say check out the American Wagyu Association at Wagyu.com. But also, I really love my local butchers and my farmers that I've worked with across the country and getting custom blends. So instead of going for Kobe, which might be a little pricey, I like going to my butcher and asking for what scraps they have and making my own grind. From there, I can kind of customize the fat content to the beef content and really get an outstanding flavor in burger.
And I've got to ask you this, because when I hear Maine, I think lobster. Is there any connection between lobster and hamburger?
Well, I did have two people so far this month produce burgers with crab on top, and you better believe that with that in my mind, I'm now thinking about char grilling some buttery lobster and making a lobster roll burger, because I think that
there
sounds
you go.
Amazing. Right?
Great minds think alike.
Has it like, I'm sorry?
Great minds think alike.
Exactly. And
yours and mine. Great minds.
Signature. Every signature region has its own burger, right? So why not a Maine lobster burger? And you have to say lobster, right, if you're in Maine.
Oh, for sure. Well, with so much emphasis on eating healthy, keto, are there good alternatives to beef burgers? Let's say Buffalo Burgers and the Impossible Burger.
So the Impossible Burger has gotten a lot of news coverage lately, right? We can't deny that. It's a little bit of everywhere, especially with some fast food chains bringing it in. But I'm going to say that to each person, do what's right for yourself. I like customizing my grind, and this is where I do add in my own health benefits so I can control the fat content of my, whether it's chicken or salmon. I love a great salmon burger. I got to work with the Copper River Salmon people last year out in Alaska, and it's just outstanding. So a good salmon burger for me is a great alternative when I'm looking to save some calories and eat a little healthier, but still never give up that quality flavor. I think the Buffalo Burgers are a lot of fun. I haven't tried an Impossible Burger yet. I can't say. You know, I'm going to try it. I'm the burger judge. I have to try them all.
We are talking to Keta Roberts, the girl carnivore. Our listeners like to know more about our guest, Keta, so please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into travel journalism, and how and when you founded Girl Carnivore.
Ooh-wee. I could put everybody to sleep with this story. But I was born and raised in northern Delaware. I grew up a little bit of everywhere. So I guess I can't say I was raised in northern Delaware, but I grew up a little bit of everywhere. I've traveled all over. Spent the past couple of years on the road, living in places like Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, and in other parts of the country. I've really enjoyed it. I am a self-trained classical photographer. I ran a black and white film lab in high school. So my roots go back to photography. And from there, as a little girl, I would flip through, just I'm sure like many of us avid travelers do, those classic Nat Geo magazines, just absorbed. And I spent my entire childhood dreaming about becoming a travel writer. And then I grew up and, you know, got a job and got away from that. And sure enough, the long 50 road brought me back to traveling the world, taking pictures and writing about it, which I am so incredibly grateful for, because it felt like such a bucket list dream as that little girl flipping through. I started writing my first website in 2009 online. And in 2013, got a little jaded about what I was seeing in mine. I can't help it. I'm a little bit sarcastic and unscripted. So I launched this site called Girl Carnivore, which was really just supposed to be the antithesis of everything I was seeing online, this snarky tequila-drinking character that wasn't afraid to say what she thought, that also happened to, you know, stuff her own sausage and eat snake on a stick in Cambodia or koi in Peru or whatever else she was handed wherever in the world, because now it's kind of become a thing. And so it was really just started out of this idea of like breaking the mold and doing something different. But as Girl Carnivore and traveling the country, I've been able to work with so many producers and ranchers and farmers and travel in a way that I had never even imagined. Now I get to work alongside some of the coolest stories. We all love food in a way that the snarky person with a bottle of tequila that launched Girl Carnivore in 2013 just couldn't have imagined.
Okay, for our listeners, I've got to ask you, I mean, you look like you're in great shape. How do you avoid putting on pounds?
So, Burger Month is followed by, like, the 40-day detox, which is an absolute joke. I would never do that. But I do hit the gym as much as I can. I'm also an avid mountain bike racer. I race mountain bikes. I'm a runner. I race in running. And I'm a joke that I'm a born-again mountain bike racer. I love it. It is my cardio junkie. I've ridden my bike all over, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And so when I'm not eating cheeseburgers, or even when I'm traveling to, like, Syracuse, New York, I'm probably that person that's up at the gym at, like, 5:30 in the morning driving everybody else insane. So you want to eat cheeseburgers all day long. You have to put time in at the gym.
I'm glad you explained that, because I was wondering. So, I mean, people listening on the radio can't see you, but I saw you, and you look terrific.
I
also wanted to ask you,
I appreciate that.
What about your favorite burger restaurants? Can you name a couple?
Oh, man, can I name a couple burger restaurants? Goodness gracious, this one's off the wall. I just got to judge the New York Best Burger Competition, and there was, you know, they had narrowed it down to 8 people showed up for the final competition round for the judges, and they all did an amazing job. And I'm doing that classic thing where you draw an absolute blank right now. But I have to give credit to Two Stone Pub. I'm going to throw one out for Two Stone Pub in Newark, Delaware, the original Two Stone Pub. They used to, and I can't say that they still do, but back when I lived in the area, they used to have a weekly burger night, and every week there was a different burger. And being the young girl carnivore that I was, I loved going in and seeing what wild burger they would come up with. So if you trip and fall into northern Delaware, find Two Stone Pub, which they've expanded now, but see if they still do their burgers.
That sounds really good to know, because I live in New Jersey. I'm not that far from Delaware, so I will take you up on that. And Keita, is there anything that you would like to add before we bring in our next guest?
Definitely. I would love for everybody to go to burgermonth.com so they could enter to win our grand giveaway. We still have one more giveaway left for the month, and it's got everything that our sponsors have been including all month, which are things like Cabot cheese and plates from Crow Canyon Home and Melissa's produce. Meat from Porter Road Butcher out of Nashville. We've got a grill from Char Griller. Mildly approachable taco sauce and ketchup, which, by the way, hunt them out. It's the best stuff on the planet. We've got Spiceology Ultimate Grub Collection. So check those places out, burgermonth.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Keita Roberts of Girl Carnivore. And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And now let's bring in our next guest. Our next guest is going to be Lauren. And I'm sorry, our next guest is going to be Lauren Strachan, Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International. Lauren, we're having a technical glitch right now. I'm going to have to call you back, I believe, or have you call me back, because the British lady is telling me that the show is going to stop in 60 seconds. So we're going to continue. I'm going to reschedule the show to continue immediately. So give me about 3 minutes and call me back, please. Thank you. Okay, bye.